This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, reporting on the climate in the Southern Hemisphere. And then we'll move on to the Reptile Report. And finally, professional cricket is coming to North America, all over the world. It's been some weeks since we've been able to speak with Jeremy. Welcome back, Jeremy. We begin immediately with more dire weather headlines. Melbourne, Victoria, state of Victoria, Melbourne was plunged into darkness as thunderstorms left properties without power and flash flooding inundated streets. Flash flooding occurred across the city, causing delays, chaos. Shortly after, the Bureau of Meteorology issued a storm warning. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in place for heavy rainfall. Now, that's to the south, east, west of you. How is it in Sydney right now? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, look, we're having unusual weather here. And right now, I can say just south of Sydney, we've got clouds out there. We're waiting once again to get more rain, but it was nothing like we had yesterday. And you just spoke about Melbourne then, how it went as dark as night and it was a quick-moving storm that was just completely violent and had a lot of energy behind it. But we actually got part of it here too in Sydney, which is just testament to how big this system was. So imagine, John, looking at a map, you're looking at Melbourne in the bottom right-hand corner of Australia, and draw a line from Melbourne up to Sydney, and that's how big this storm was. So here in the southern parts of Sydney, we didn't quite get the black-as-night clouds that they got there in Melbourne, but what we actually got was we did get rain, we did get wind, and we definitely got an unusual spread of weather, because right now, John, as we come out of summer, what we normally used to hear is fairly mild weather. We get cooler temperatures, we get very much dry sort of winds, we get a little bit of rain, but nothing to what we've seen already. So I'm thinking now, John, we may be in another unusual weather pattern, just like we've had over the last 3 years for other reasons.
The last we spoke, you had tremendous heat hitting Sydney. The heat had already been in Victoria. It's the your summer has just ended. You're in your spring. Has the heat abated?
It actually has, and that's the most unusual part too, because you're right. Last time we spoke, we were heading into a heat wave. We were talking about 37 degrees Celsius, which is about 100 Fahrenheit. And what we're talking about now is we're going down to really the high teens and low 20s, which is around about 60 Fahrenheit. So we've dropped in the space of only a couple of weeks, about 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is pretty much what the normal will be now. So we've gone from extreme heat of having that 100 Fahrenheit to having real mild temperatures. But the difference is that in these mild temperatures, as we just mentioned, we're also getting a lot of rain and kind of humidity. So it is fall, but it's not really the fall we're expecting. And while we have had the high temperatures and we're expecting mild ones, there is some talk now, at least amongst the meteorologists, that we may get another spike in high temperatures soon. So I don't think we're quite out of the woods yet for these high temperatures that we thought we left behind in summer. But until this rain system gets through the east part of Australia, we don't know what we're going to have soon.
Let's look at the rest of the continent, Western Australia, and then the Queensland to your north. Has the weather pattern settled down in Queensland? They've had lots of flooding this last year.
That's right. In fact, it's unusually settled in some ways in Queensland because we got used to the norm where basically almost every other month we'd have severe rain showers, we'd have a lot of storm activity and a lot of flooding. But Queensland at the moment is one of the drier parts of the country. While they do still get their rain showers about once a week, really, in Brisbane for southeast Queensland, then the northern parts are getting their tropical falls. It's not to the extent that we've seen. So in some ways, we've had a bit of a reversal where Queensland would normally be getting that full rain, I guess you'd say, about now, they're not. But it looks like we're actually getting it further south. So I guess, John, everything we're saying and seeing here is an unusual weather pattern. So it's really, we just don't know what to expect.
And Western Australia, they are dealing with a different climate than you've had everywhere in Sydney. Are they getting unusual weather patterns in Perth, anywhere on the Indian Ocean basin?
They certainly seem to be getting the higher temperatures. So they're not getting the rain. They're certainly not getting the humidity that we are getting here in the east, but they are getting higher temperatures. But at the moment, where Perth is sitting is pretty much around the average for a fall-type temperature. But when you move further up to the northern parts of Western Australia, so the top left of a map of Australia when you're looking at it, they're still in summer temperatures. So you're talking about those 35 degrees Celsius, touching on about 100 Fahrenheit in many cases. So they seem to have a delayed start to fall, at least. So I guess you could say there is a slightly unusual pattern starting to emerge there as well.
Now, Jeremy, La Nina was said to be the driver for your enormous amount of rain that you had over the last months, over the last 2 years. And the last time we talked, your meteorologists were saying La Nina had ended. Is that still the case?
Yes, they are. In fact, they're saying that La Nina has ended, but we might be entering another period of unusual weather pattern, which they're not going to call anything yet, but they have warned us that with La Nina ending, it doesn't mean we've finished up with this unusual weather, this inability to really predict long-term weather like we've had for the last 3 years. They're warning that we may be entering a new period of weather. So at least we can say now La Nina is done and gone, hopefully for now, but what comes next, we'll just wait and see.
You've been reading in the news about California's weather, exceedingly unusual. I've been reporting on it with my colleague Jeff Bliss, who visited Australia during the worst of those rainstorms in Queensland on the Gold Coast, and testifies that the rain that the 12 or 13 atmospheric rivers is what they call them, rain train in California, the 12 or 13 storms these last weeks, and they're not finished yet, very much remind him of the bucketing that you had in Queensland and New South Wales. And isn't this odd, Jeremy? You're on the southwest of the Pacific Rim. California's on the northeast of the Pacific Rim. And the weather patterns seem extremely similar, though your rain comes from the tropics in the north, from the negative Indian dipole in the west, and from the Antarctic in the south, whereas California's comes from Hawaii. They call it the Pineapple Express. That's the tropical, warmer storms. And from Alaska, from Siberia, coming down the west coast. And yet you have similar results. Have you puzzled about this, Jeremy, when you've read from California, how strikingly you get bucketed in the same year that California is bucketed? It's not even, you can't even call it rain, Jeremy. It's like a waterfall hits you.
Yeah, that's right, John. And I have, But you know what? I think the interesting part is that we do actually have our own equivalencies to what California is getting. So for a start, we have our own Pineapple Express in some ways, if you look at it. We have that hot moisture that comes in from Papua New Guinea. So I don't know what the equivalency in Papua New Guinea is to the pineapple, but that's where a lot of extra tropical moisture was coming through, especially during the La Nina period, that was driving these weird weather systems. And then if you reverse the map, where you have the Arctic and where you have the polar sort of winds coming in that are pushing that cold weather system into California to create that mixing that creates the crazy weather systems, we have the Antarctic and we had the Indian Ocean Dipole, which had the Indian Ocean being a little bit warmer in some parts than others and creating a really unusual weather system, combining with the really cold air coming up from the south. So I guess if you take the map, John, and you flip it upside down and you look where California is compared to Australia on that flip reverse, you'll actually see we're at about the same points in the world where we get these unusual systems. So while it was critical at first, I think the reality is that we're basically the southern version of California in many ways, and the same weather system back starting to get now, the bucketing or literally the wall of water as it is in many, many cases. That's probably, you know, the equivalent to what we had here and why I think in some ways when California gets it really hard and we get it soft, it will reverse again. So I suspect we may see the weather systems reverse, but it's interesting. There is almost a reversal, a mirror image, I guess you could say, in the world with these two weather systems.
Climate, there's no predicting. I do know that Australia was not hit with the 500 to 700 inches of snow that they've seen in the Sierra. So we'll look to that in future if you're going to get hit from Antarctica. We're going to turn to the reptile report, which we've been several weeks away from. This is a fair warning. We're going to talk about extremely aggressive, exotic animals attacking human beings. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.